The World English Bible, narrated by Sam Cousy. Book 58, Hebrews. God, having in the past spoken to the fathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, has, at the end of these days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. His Son is the radiance of his glory, the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had, by himself, made purification for our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they have. For to which of the angels did he say at any time, "You are my son"? Today I have become your father. And again, I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. Again, when he brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels winds, and his servants a flame of fire."